It's by the No One Is Legal campaign in Montreal, and it's featuring Charlie Wolf Smoke, who's an Indigenous organizer based right now in Regina. It's an honor to have him here tonight. He's been fighting back against the Canadian authorities for quite some time now, and we here in Montreal have also been engaged in supporting that struggle to some degree. And tonight he's going to be speaking about resistance to immigration authorities here in Canada. Over the last year, they've tried a number of things, from harassing his family to deporting him to the United States unsuccessfully, and everything you can imagine, abducting him at his home in front of his children. And Wolf has declared himself as pre-Canadian. And we're going to be looking into the concept of open borders on stolen land, as the land we are sitting on tonight is stolen land. And Sarita Ahuja, who is also with No One Is Illegal, is going to be speaking about solidarity work, how allies can work to build this struggle to fight against this onset of colonialism and genocide, which is still occurring today in 2002 across Turtle Island. So once again, welcome everybody. Thank you for coming, and take it away, Sarita.
So as a member of the No One Is Illegal campaign, and as someone who's been involved in various political initiatives over the years that strive to build genuine solidarity between settler societies and native peoples here in Canada, or what's known as Canada, and in Latin America, I welcome you to this discussion. Open borders on stolen land. It's a new discussion for many people. I think in Canada, in Montreal, in North America. But it's a new discussion, and it's only a beginning, because I think it's going to be something that more and more we're going to have to reckon with. And my words will be brief, because I can't really replace Ellen Gabriel, who was supposed to speak this evening, but unfortunately she can't be with us tonight. So I'm just going to bring up some points that I think that we need to be conscious of. Because in terms of contributing to the ways in which we go about building a social movement that really seeks to strengthen liberation struggles and self-determination for all peoples, I think we have a lot of work to do, but we also have a lot of places from where we can start already. We have a good base to start from. And when we're building this movement that recognizes self-determination for migrants, for native peoples, for immigrants, for the dispossessed and the excluded and the uprooted, I think what we need to keep in our hearts is this idea that we want to cultivate a culture of resistance. And this culture of resistance has to be rooted in a deep respect for diversity. The idea that the way we're going to get out of this is that we're going to do it all together, or no one's going to get out. And it's going to be based on mutual aid and solidarity and a profound commitment to making a world where all worlds can flourish, as the Zapatistas have declared many times. And I think it is still something that we have to continue to strive for. Saying it over and over again will make sure that we can, you know, continue to do that. And it's also about affirming a struggle, because it is a struggle, where we are asserting our rights as we are fighting to defend the right to fight. It happens simultaneously. And so that when we engage and we confront the state, we understand that this is a struggle. And when we wrestle with this huge, imposing legal apparatus that circumscribes our lives on a day-to-day basis, whether you are a native, whether you are a settler or a migrant, we also have to be thinking of how to build our political alliances and our relationships among us all in a way that changes the very terms of who gets to be free, of who is served justice, and who is determining what is dignity. So I'd like to share with you one story of a man who has forged a way that I think that we can take inspiration from. And Wolf Smoke, is going to be also sharing with us his story. But there's this one fellow in near Sarnia, Ontario. His name is Maynard George, and he's a Chippewa man from Stony Point. And over the years, he's been giving landed immigrant status to over 80 people, mostly from China and the Middle East. And, who, you know, these people are considered illegal by the United States and by the Canadian state. And he's been giving them landed immigrant status by adopting them, so making them his children, and also making them part of the sovereign Chippewa nation, which is at Stony Point, which is also a site of where people, you know, took the stand, expropriated the land back from the Canadian state. It's a site where the Canadian state had confiscated it during the years to build a military state, a military base, sorry. So this Maynard George, I just want to read something out of a file that he has presented to both the INS and Canadian Immigration and Citizenship. And in his file, where he's proving the adoption status, he writes, "Receipts of gifts deemed as tokens of love and affection have been received by this family and this First Nation. We, taking the same into our royal consideration, do hereby grant and convey, and we do extend access to our people's Turtle Island, commonly called North America." So this is kind of the declaration that he's been giving to these people that have been granted. A lot of them have been granted also, as he's successively lobbied both the Department of Immigration here in Canada and the INS. He's basing himself on a treaty from 1850, but also he's basing himself on the principle and the belief and the conviction that today's fight for self-determination happens on all levels, every day, all the time. And it includes making them recognize treaties. It includes asserting First Nations jurisdiction, and it includes the recognition of Aboriginal title. But as Smoke will also tell us, it includes using their laws to expose their hypocrisy. It also includes using our own laws, our own mandates created by our people's movement that we will forge together in order to delegitimize the authority of the state. And it also includes building this people's movement in a way that respects and reclaims our rights on our own terms. And that's basically what I had to say before I pass the word to Wolf Smith.
To begin with, I want to thank everyone for coming here, and especially I want to thank everyone who has, Stefan, Harsha, everyone who has organized this event, everyone who has shown solidarity with me and gone out of their way here in Montreal to show support for me. Personally, actually, I feel like the people with the Indigenous People Solidarity Movement and No One Is Illegal, to me, those people are more heroes. The way that I see it, what I'm doing is basically what I've always done. I've never been smart enough or brave enough to walk away from a fight. So when someone pushes me, I always push back. But people in Montreal and other cities that are showing their support for me and demanding accountability from their government on my behalf are the heroes, because it's the first time I've been to Montreal. Jaggy and Stefan have never met me before, but yet they've put quite a bit of effort into supporting me. When I first heard from Stefan about this, I was really surprised about, I guess, just over a month ago, the first action that happened here in Montreal. Honestly, I was overwhelmed by it. I didn't expect it, and didn't really know what to think about it. It also kind of restores my faith in the human race. I don't really think that much about